At the Arctic Winter Games on Wednesday, February 1st, all those walking into the doors of McDonald Island Park got to see an art gallery called Honor and Remember, a gallery to show honor and remembrance to missing and murdered Indigenous peoples. Jess Croucher, Indigenous Arts Curator with the Regional Municipality of Wood Buffalo and Culture Co-Chair of the 2023 Arctic Winter Games, spoke with Windspeaker Radio Network about the gallery and what it meant.
Today we are hosting an event called Honor and Remember. It is what we call a pop-up art gallery featuring artworks from local Indigenous artists that honor missing, murdered Indigenous women, girls, Two-Spirit Plus folks, as well as missing, murdered, exploited Indigenous peoples. And so it's an opportunity for people to come and see the visual stories from our people within this region who are directly impacted by missing or murdered.
Croucher has been impacted by these problems herself, and being able to put on this pop-up gallery means a lot to her.
As a First Nations woman who has been directly impacted by missing or murdered, it carries a great emotional weight on my heart, but I know that as Indigenous women, we have a responsibility to share and to uplift these stories so that we can help bring awareness and eventually an end to this epidemic that's happening within Turtle Island.
With the exhibit being right next to the main doors of McDonald Island Park, Croucher hopes to create an impact with all those who walked by the exhibit.
We're hoping to create awareness on exactly what the movements of MMIWG2S+ is, MMEIP is. We are hard at work within this community to address the issue that is directly impacting our people. So today we're hoping that people have an understanding. We have international MMEIP advocate Stephanie Harp here, who's going to be sharing her knowledge on this movement so people will get an opportunity to hear what's really happening to our people on Turtle Island, and then also just an opportunity to emotionally connect with it. When we hear those stories, whether they're oral, whether they're visual, you have an opportunity to emotionally connect with them, and that's where the real change happens.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.